Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And just let me tell you that a $9.99 backstage pass, you get to take a look at what goes on behind the scenes. And I've been having some juicy conversations here with our close personal friends, both here in California and at the Master Control Motherfather Computer in what we affectionately call the District.
Well, Phil, I don't think that's right.
What don't you think is right? Let me tell you something. We've got some fantastic behind-the-scenes stuff we've been talking about. I will not let it out here on the air, only to say one thing. Dad, tell a story about that guy named Weaverman. Weaverman?
You talk about Rick Weaver?
No, we were talking about Rick Weaver. Rick Weaver, let me, and then we have a guest, and I'd like to get the guest on as quickly as possible. Bob Green is going to join us to discuss the some of the comments of Mark Zuckerberg and as well as the public offering of Twitter, which I think is going to be, that's going to be a fascinating thing to watch, because those of us who remember the IPO of Facebook, you remember that Facebook overshot the price, and they spent the next year and a half trying to get back up to that $36 opening price they thought they'd have. In any event, it's not going to be a Wall Street thing, okay?
Excuse me for just a minute. I'm sorry, Phil, but I'm not going to repress that.
Dad, you belched on the air?
Yes, what do you think she does? She does it all the time.
Don't call me she. I belched because I'm not going to suppress the gas that goes back into the duodenal thing. You know, the duodenal, I don't know what it's called.
The duodenal?
Never mind.
What, are you going to light up a Roy Tan or something?
No, Phil, I'm going to call your bluff. I'm going to sit right here. And, yes, may I light up a Roy Tan?
Go ahead. Go ahead. It doesn't bother me.
Will you quit smoking?
I know. I quit smoking. I don't care. Roy Tan of those White Owls. Why do you smoke? I just want to... No offense. Why do you smoke turds, though? Why don't you...
turds.
I do not smoke turds.
Why don't you smoke some good leaf? You know, some of that Cuban leaf.
Let me tell you about the Cuban leaf. It's grown in the Dominican Republic, smart boy. It may be Cuban leaf, but it's not in Cuban soil. It's Dominican soil.
What difference does it make? You know?
It makes a lot of difference. Talk to the men that know. So I'm not about to smoke any of that Cuban ragweed that is grown in the Dominican, whatever it's called.
Dominican Republic.
Yes. I'll smoke Cuban when the leaf is grown in the Cuban dirt. Now, where are those White Owls?
Good God, White Owl. You smoke turds.
You know what, Phil? I got a turd for them.
Oh, man. Did you know what she said?
I didn't say it.
Yeah, well, you almost said it.
Yeah, she said, I got a turd for you to smoke.
You filthy...
Hey, watch it.
Everyone knows what that means.
No, not every... He didn't say it.
He said turd smoker.
That doesn't... Man, I'm telling you, you guys, you know...
Well, I didn't say anything bad.
I know you didn't.
Who's got a lighter? You. Hey, you. Give me a lighter.
Call me you, man. I'm not you.
I'm sorry, Robert. Give me a lighter.
Don't be ordering people around.
Oh, not this infrared. This is the gayest. Get me a lighter that's got fire, please.
Margaret, why don't you go out and find a lighter out there, okay?
Boy, look at... Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Hendry is holding the news copy in front of him like he's a little girl that just got out of the shower and a boy walked in. Ooh!
I was.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. I instinctively held the news copy in front of me like I was naked. She got all butch on me.
Well, she's out that mountain now trying to find fire.
Don't burn anything down, okay?
Watch me.
Yeah. She's smoking White Owls. She's sitting there smoking Roy Tan. Next thing you know, go out after the show, bud, and get a big box of Dutch Masters.
What are those?
Cigars.
What are you going to do about a turd smoke?
I ain't going to say nothing about that, okay? She didn't say the thing that she could have said.
You mean poke?
Never mind.
All right, world famous Phil Hendry. I was about to say the world headquarters. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit flustered. So I wanted to. This is an example of what I mean, guys, and this is a great thing. And then we'll move to Robert Green. Now get a load of this. Rick Weaver was the play by play man of the Miami Dolphins on radio for years. One of the greatest play by play guys in sports history. Fantastic. Just outstanding. You know, you think about we're talking about football play-by-play is its own thing. It's not baseball. It's football. There isn't the storytelling that you have in baseball. There is a specificity. It's almost like it's basketball, maybe slower. there's a far wider ranging topic than any of the other sports, football. You've got defense, offense, the personnel itself, all kinds of stuff, the history of the game. Weaver was right up there with the Bill Kings of the world, you name it. Rick Weaver was about to also do the Fort Lauderdale Striker soccer games. This was part of the package or the deal that they'd signed him to. I think at the time, the Joe Robbie family that owned the Miami Dolphins also owned the Fort Lauderdale Strikers, a soccer team. And so they had Rick. They said, hey, Rick, you know, during the spring months, which is when the soccer was being played, would you do the soccer games on radio? I said, sure, of course. Not for free. You know, you guys are going to have to kick in, and I mean heavy. I mean, almost bankrupt your family. Is that okay? Yeah, sure, Rick, anything for you. You got it. No, he didn't say that.
Well, they pay him a lot.
I'm sure Rick Weaver got a lot of money. Anyway, the point that I'm making here is one day Rick Weaver went up into that Fort Lauderdale Striker broadcast booth to do the game, and the equipment had failed at the site. The ISDN line that we talk about so much, it failed. So all of the equipment was of no use. They had to use a regular phone line. And I talked to the engineer who had the job of handing to Rick Weaver one of the great broadcasters in the history of sports, handing him a telephone over which he had to do a whole soccer broadcast for radio.
Is that bad?
Yeah, that's bad, man. Yeah, that's bad. If you got to sit there and do the game on a telephone, yeah.
Wow. Wow. I bet you that guy crapped a green brick.
Who, the engineer?
No, Rick Weaver.
Rick Weaver ain't crapping a green brick. It's the guy that gave him the... What do you mean? Weaver did the game, but here's the point that I'm making. Weaver did that whole game. He did it professionally like he always did. He did it phenomenally. He did it like the champ that he is, and he didn't say a word, which is something that it's taken me my whole career to learn. He didn't say a word. He did it, and because the old-timers, man, those guys were trained way better. They didn't have, they weren't self-indulgent like our generation. They didn't want to tell everybody their feelings. They didn't want to just let it all spill out. You know, they were super solid pros. Weaver did the whole game. They signed off, and then he let them have it.
So he yelled at the engineer.
Oh, yeah. He let everybody have it. He let everybody have it. And he said, that is absolutely, you don't even know what you're asking a man to do when you tell me to do the whole damn game on a telephone. What the hell, what kind of operation is this? You know, he embarrassed them, as well he should have. But the point that I'm making here is that's a pro. That's the kind of professional in broadcasting that I admire. The rest... they can all pound sand, man, you know.
You got a lot of people asking about what pound sand means.
Are you guys listening to me?
We're talking about pounding sand.
I only said pound sand one time.
Phil, where are the matches that I brought from Knott's Berry Farm?
Okay, let's take a break.
No, I'm sorry, do you know?
Yeah, they're upstairs in that kitchen. Matches from Knott's Berry Farm, pound sand, so nobody listened to anything that I said. That's great.
Yeah, we did. You're talking about Weaverman.
Yeah. His name ain't Weaverman. It's Rick Weaver. So anyway, folks, it's been really great knowing you. I think I quit.
Really?
No. We'll be back with Robert Greene here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Bob Greene talking with us about the economy, about the companies that are moving and grooving, baby. Facebook and now Twitter with an IPO scheduled very, very soon. Twitter says it's filed a confidential IPO registration with the United States of America. We'll be right back. PhilHendryShow.com. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and PhilHendryShow.com each and every night here until 10 on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, funny is her very dear, close, personal friend and sis, and sista, and bruh. And we have Robert Greene from Fraser Foods on the line with us. I know, I didn't make any sense what I said. Robert Greene with us.
Yeah, Phil, you said bra. I know what you mean by bra, but it's good to be with you, and always great to talk with you.
Bob, are you guys still open?
Well, we have, we're not open, though, but we have a lot of stocking that's going on right now, so we brought in extra people. The summer months are winding down, and we're going to be restocking here for the fall months. We've got different produce. So we put a lot of people on here tonight, Phil, and we're working.
And are they there all night?
A lot of us will be here all night. I won't be. I've been here all day, and I'll probably leave later on. But some of the crew, third shift crew, will be here all night. And then we do this like once a year, maybe twice a year. Sometimes you just have to pull it all nighter, and that's what we do.
Is this the one you were telling me about when you were having problems. It was during the Teamsters strike, and you were having problems getting supplied.
What specifically?
You said that you played the Chinese national anthem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were having problems with one supplier that was providing us with the Asian canned goods, some of the prepackaged Asian foods. And so when he came in with the, I asked the kids upstairs who run the PA, or I don't know what it was, some kind of a satellite, I said, put it on the channel where they have the Asian music, or I forget what she called it, world music.
Okay.
So when this guy came in with the supplies, I'd point to her, cue her, and you'd hear, you know, ding, 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 ding. I don't know how it goes.
Well, what is that, Robert, this is Margaret.
Yeah, my name's Robert, not Rob.
I said Robert.
All right. You know, that's my name. Don't wear it out.
You know what?
Margaret, ask your question, please.
Fine. What do you mean by Asian music?
I think I said, I'm sorry, Margaret, but I'm still a little frustrated after the last time I was on the program.
Let's just let all past appearances go, and let's start anew, start fresh, okay?
I'm willing to do that.
And I'm willing to do it. I just didn't want to listen to him talking about his hair system and this and that.
You called it a wig. It's a hair system. You know it's a hair system.
And that means it's your hair.
Yes, it is my hair. My hair on top of my head. A hair system. It's not a wig. It's not a toupee.
All right. We've talked about that before. I don't want to go into it. Tell me about what happened there the morning that the guy was stocking the Asian food.
He came in as a guy by the name of Kevin Cho. Came in. I've known Kevin for many years. He is our supplier. And he's bringing this food in, and the Teamsters had been on strike, and he's having to bring his own truck in. He's doing it himself. He owns the company. And I said, Kevin, I really appreciate it. He said, hey, you know, we all got to do what we got to do. I was there, you know. And to make him feel at home, when he brought in the next, he brought in one pallet board full of some of the lobster and some of this, I don't know. I don't personally eat it. I can't go near that stuff. But
you like Chinese food, though.
Yeah, I like Chinese food, but this is beyond... You know, may I say...
Go ahead.
There's Chinese food that you get in a restaurant that is absolutely delicious, depending upon, of course, the restaurant that you like to go to. But then there's the Chinese food that the Chinese eat. And it is... it's. I don't even know how to describe it. There's an octopus.
Well, it's very... Yes, it's very ethnic.
Yeah, you said that right. And he comes in with his stuff, and I just said, you know... He says to me, hey, Bob, you know, he's a very nice guy, Kevin Cho. He says, hey, Bob, you want to fly? You know how they do that?
Okay, I don't want any impressions. I was wondering your relationship with this guy in terms of his product.
Well, I'm not saying anything bad. I respect the guy.
I understand that, but you want to fly and all that? We don't need that, okay?
All right, I'm sorry. I don't mean anything racist about it.
No, I know that. I know that. I know you know the guy. Let's just get back to, so what happened with the music?
Well, when he came in, I said to Bernadette, who's the girl, she's always the one that starts the satellite music. I don't know how it works, but we have it in the store. I said, put it on the channel where they got the music. So in comes Kevin, and he's working hard, and he brought in this, and so the Asian music started.
And what does it sound like?
Don't try to bait me into anything having to do with the racism, man, because...
that's a good point, Margaret. All right, so you played this music.
Yeah, well, I mean, it goes, you know what Asian music sounds like. Or however it goes.
You just did the stereotypical, that music is played in every John Wayne movie, wherever he is shooting Asians or Chinese, they always play that. It'll be, for instance, Phil, it'll be a Western song, when you see John Wayne, as soon as he shoots the Chinese guy, it goes do 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 do, you know?
Yeah, that is true, Mr. Henry. They always change it.
Oh, they don't change diddly squat. You're nuts.
Well, no, I agree with Margaret. They do. They'll have regular music, and then when the Chinese guy gets shot, it'll go to do 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 do, you know? It'll be like a gong.
Oh, get out of here. What do you mean a gong? Are you telling me that every time a Chinaman, not a tribe, excuse me?
Okay, right there is proof.
That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't mean to say... Are you telling me every time a Chinese guy gets dropped, they hit a gong? That's racist.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're right.
No, no, no. The way you're saying it, because I know it couldn't possibly...
All right, let's drop all of that, and let's get to what we really want to talk about here.
What, because I'm winning the argument?
No, Bob, you're not winning anything. You sound more ridiculous with each passing minute with the whole do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And the fact that you played that for that poor man...
Oh, the poor guy. The poor guy had to listen to music that his ancestors have been listening to for 2,000 years, and all of a sudden, that poor guy. I'm trying to make him feel at home. He brought in a pallet board with some god-awful octopus. You don't want to know what I had to look at. And I'm trying to make him feel better? That guy should have played I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy as he was bringing that food in, because my guys are the guys that have to stock that stuff.
Look, you carry that stuff in your store for people to buy, so it obviously benefits you as well as the man who is supplying it. The fact that you guys are having... the fact that you guys are having some fight... You know, over the how edible or how tasty that stuff is. So the cat's bringing in. I know exactly what you mean. I mean, I've been eating Chinese food like most of us have all of my life, and I live in a major American city where we have a so-called Chinatown, an Asian part of the city in downtown Los Angeles. So man, I've been going down there and eating Chinese food and the seafood for the Chinese palate specifically. I can't take that stuff. I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? They got octopus.
But you know what? I'll tell you something else. It's the same thing like in Europe. There's food in Europe. I can't stomach it. You go to people talk about France, you know, and how marvelous their cooking is. Just a regular dish of like a seafood thing in France, you can't get it down, man. It's like snails and periwinkles. Man, I ain't going to eat that stuff.
Talk about periwinkle. Without the guy?
No, that's not a guy. Periwinkle is like a small snail.
A guy. Periwinkle. Have you thought about changing your name to Periwinkle, Mr. Henry?
That'd be pretty funny, Mr. Green, a guy being called a periwinkle.
I think that's good. And
okay, that's real funny, guys. Now, we're moving along to the Twitter IPO. And Mark Zuckerberg, who sat and answered questions some questions posed to him by a variety of so-called... tech experts. Bob, I know that you monitored that, you and other business owners here in Southern California. What'd you take away from Mark Zuckerberg? Is quite the guy, isn't he?
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg's fine. He's fine. But the problem with Mark Zuckerberg is his product is it has a lot of holes in it. It has a lot of areas where a consumer can literally fall through the cracks and in a figurative sense, you can go sailing right down the old chute. At Facebook, and I've seen it happen. You can talk about things, for instance, as simple as the consumer using Facebook simply to meet people. And I'll give you an example of this. I don't think there's any secret. I've told you that I have, I date a lot of women, Phil. I've been divorced for 4 years, and I date a lot of women. That doesn't mean that I am a libertine or a guy that is has no morality, but I go out with a lot of women. I enjoy the company of women, and I go out with a lot of women.
And you go out with a lot of women.
Well, Margaret, you know, I'm saying something nice.
Well, when you say that you enjoy the company of women, are you saying you go out with a lot of women because they won't go out with you a second time?
No, I'm not saying that at all. But I'm well aware of the fact that you don't like me. Well, I've got a newsflash for you. I don't like you.
Doesn't bother me.
Okay, great. I don't like you at all. And I've said it to your face, and I'll say it to you now. I don't like you. I don't like the way you talk to me. I am a man with money, and I would appreciate if...
All right, let's stop with the speech-making here. You two guys don't like each other. What's your point about Facebook?
And I don't like being interrupted like that, Phil.
I apologize, sir, but I gotta...
I understand you have to keep the thing moving, but she's sitting over there saying, well, why are you going out with all these... I go out with a lot of women because I like... women, to use your way of talking, Miss Gray.
Oh, so now he's going to mock me.
Yeah, I think you need to be. I like women. That's what you do. Talking to people like they're hard of hearing, like they're some deaf mute, standing in the middle.
All right, okay. Hold on, Bob. I want you to come back, though, and tell me specifically what you heard in that conversation with Mark Zuckerberg that you that you took away, that you liked, that you maybe didn't like, that gave you confidence. And I also want to hear what he has to say, Robert Greene, about the product, the Facebook product itself. It does have a lot of holes in it. If you're going to talk about social media, and people will rightfully say, you know something, there was a time when most of us didn't even know what social media was. So guys like Mark Zuckerberg introduced us to it. Well, yeah, that's true, but now we do know what it is. We do know its strengths. We do know what we want. We do know what we demand. So we know the product pretty well, and I would say that that does not necessarily bode well for guys like Mark Zuckerberg. Who knows? Who knows? He may be around as long as Sears. I'm sure that he will be in some way. World-famous Phil Henry Show, Bob Greene, coming up next with more of his thoughts. PhilHenryShow.com is our website. And we'll see you on the other side of the break. Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. I gotta, you know, but.
Yeah, that's your fault.
I know. I was talking to CJ and just spaced. Anyway, welcome back to the break. I'm not saying that for any benefit that I will derive from the audience. I'm saying it for the very, very minuscule number of people that may be listening technically interested in the program. So I'm blowing minutes on end talking about, ooh, wow, we missed the break there. We weren't very tight there. So let's just all calm down, huh?
Phil, that is something that you're in charge of. You know, they could have had an engineer for you, but you're too cheap, you know.
Will you stop it with that sloppy jaw, whatever they're calling it?
That ain't sloppy jaw. It's just going.
What is this, too cheap?
You are. You could have had an engineer, but you decided to be cheap. And I'm sorry to put it that way.
Okay. Robert Greene joins us.
You're not offended.
Not really. I don't have time to listen to this horse dung, to be honest with you. Robert Greene, and I'm sorry to put it that way, but that's exactly what it is. Robert Greene joins us here from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. Bob, the IPO of Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg, as he was giving this series of comments to...
Boy, I got to tell you something. I know what they mean. You suppressing a belch, man, it goes on forever.
Well, do you got to point it out, too?
When I'm looking at the Phil TV feed and you're like all...
You see what I'm saying, Phil? Everyone notices it. You might as well just let it rip.
No. No, thank you. And thank you very much for bringing it up, Bob.
Hey, don't blame me, all right? I'm waiting for the question, and I can hear you pushing a belch down. And, by the way, it's not your fault. Margaret's the one that started it, because when...
You know, I've never worked anywhere where I've heard people talk about my gas.
You're the one that's out belching on the air.
Well, you guys got to get it moving here.
You're right.
You want to talk to me about Zuckerberg?
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg. Tell me what you took away from his series of comments.
Well, Phil, I'd like to think that it may be something that Mark Zuckerberg took away from me because I had some concerns about his company. As a man, now I'm not talking as the owner of a major company myself, which is nowhere near as big as what Mark Zuckerberg has, but nonetheless, I'm a busy man. I use his service as a social networking site. That's exactly what it is. And I use his service to socially network up and to meet, yes, I'll say it, young women. And Margaret didn't allow me to answer this question fully when I said that I meet a lot of women and I go out with a lot of women, and the reason why is because I'm forced to by Zuckerberg and what he's constructed. Now, no, I don't believe that Mark Zuckerberg forces Robert Greene to date a lot of women, but his social service, his socially transmitted, you know, network.
His social media.
Social media, that's what I'm looking for.
Socially transmitted? You were thinking of disease.
Well, Ms. Gray, when you date as many women as I do, disease is something that you are deathly afraid of. You are deathly afraid. If you want to make a joke out of it.
Well, no, I think you're making the joke, Bob.
How am I making a joke?
Social disease.
If you are, so you think it's funny, I date a lot of women, and the first thing that I fear when I go to sleep at night after going out on a simple date, I fear disease. And I have no idea what I've introduced into my body.
When you say a simple date, have you had sexual contact?
I'm not going to answer that question. Boy, get a load of you. Hair on you.
Well, then what are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of where I put it and if it got disease. If it got disease on it.
Well, get a load of the pair on me, and you don't want to answer that, but boy, you sure did get specific there.
No, I didn't. I didn't say pins. You know, I apologize. I'm sounding as stupid as a lot of your guests.
Yeah, well, you are one of our guests, Bob, and right there, you sounded pretty stupid. Robert Green is with us.
Hey, I didn't come on here to get abused, all right?
Bob, you need to answer some of these questions more specifically. When you said disease, naturally I'm going to ask you about it.
And I answered. I said, when I go out with half of these women that I meet on Facebook, you better believe I'm worried about disease. And I don't even know what kind of disease I... What are we talking about? I would love to know what kind of disease.
What does that mean you'd like to know? Bob, this has got nothing to do with this IPO, okay?
No, it's not a Facebook IPO, my man. It's Twitter. Twitter, to use your friend's way of saying things.
His friend, huh?
I understand it's Twitter. I apologize. But what I'm saying is we are hardly talking about the technical aspects of either the IPO or the service itself.
Well, I think we are. We're talking about the usability of Facebook. I'm telling you that as a successful man, and that's what I am, I use Facebook as a way of meeting women. What has that gotten for me? A, I have to date a lot of them. For reasons I'll get into. B, I worry myself sick over what disease I might have... over what disease I might have got. And I'm not about to get into the sexual specifics.
No, but you just said to me, I worry about where I put it and if it got disease on it. Do you understand how utterly asinine that sounds?
It sounds very uneducated.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Ms. Gray. I didn't go to a four-year college like you. And when I got out of high school, you know...
Well, we're not talking about your work experience, Bob. No one doubts that you worked your ass off, okay? And maybe you didn't have a chance to go to college. I'm not going to go there, all right? But the fact is, you are not very well-spoken when it comes to some of these things. And maybe you ought to just keep that information to yourself.
I didn't say a bad word, did I?
No, you didn't. But even saying the phrase, I didn't say a bad word, makes you sound... very uneducated.
Yeah, Mr. Green, you ought to probably not say about it or anything.
And talk about an idiot. Did you just hear that guy?
Bud's being nice, man. He's trying to give you some advice, you know?
Yeah, I'm talking about him being an idiot. At least he ain't saying stuff like, I got disease all over it.
I'm saying that I might have got disease. Well, if you don't want me to talk about it.
No, I'd rather that you didn't. I'd rather that you didn't. So what is your problem with Facebook other than the fact that why do you have to date a lot of women?
I have to date a lot of women, and this is something that I was going to bring up to Zuckerberg. The way that you can use Facebook, first of all, there should be a rule that women and men, but for my purposes, the women, must have a profile picture, and they're not allowed to use a pixie or the picture of a cartoon character or some... excuse me for saying this, some piece of you-know-what that someone said to her she looked like, and in point of fact, when you do meet her, she doesn't look anything like...
All right, so in other words, when people use a profile picture on Facebook and they use a picture that is not them, but it's of a sunset, you don't like that if it's a female?
How are you supposed to know? If I start talking to that lady and I go, hey, I'm Bob Green, a lot of them will say, well, I heard you on the Phil Henry Show or something like that. And I go, yeah, you know, and my picture's right there. You can see me. I'm not hiding from anything. I mean, I have used pictures of my sons.
All right, well, what's the difference?
Why would you use... See, that's just as dishonest.
No, it's not. First of all, I've got a lot. I got $25 million. Does that get anybody's attention? I just noticed everybody got quiet when I said that. Okay?
That's not all that much. You got $25 million. Good for you.
Oh, it's not all that much. Well, I'm so sorry that it doesn't meet to your approval.
It obviously would impress a lot of women, yes.
All right. So that's my picture, Ms. Gray, to be perfectly honest with you. I put a bundle of cash. That's my profile picture there. You want to see? You want to see what I look like? I had a girl ask me that. What do you look like? I go, here, this is what I look like. And she even said, don't send me, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, Phil, but she said to me, I don't want you to send a picture of your... you know what, ha, ha, ha. And I said, does that mean you really do want it? And she said, yeah, I do. So guess what I sent her?
A picture of money.
That's right. I said, here you go. This is a picture of Bob Jr. And I sent a stack tied together of Ulysses S. Grant. Okay?
What's that?
That's the guy on a $100 bill, ain't it?
I don't know. I have no idea who's on a $100 bill.
It's Benjamin Franklin.
No, it isn't. Benjamin Franklin's on a 50.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin on a 50 on a $100 bill is Ben Grant.
Well, are you people telling me? I'm the guy that sent the $100 bills. I know what picture's on it. And I said, there you go, there's Bob Jr. And she was all, you're going to send me a picture of you-know-what. I think I'm going to get, I'm going to send it to the cops, ha-ha-ha, and all this stuff. I said, yeah, okay. And when she got that picture of that stack of cash, it was, all of a sudden, we're on to, so when do you want to pick me up?
Okay.
So I pick her up at 8 o'clock on a Friday night. I was going to take her down to Newport Beach. We're going to have dinner down there at one of the places on the water. She's a beautiful face, gorgeous face. And that's about it. And that's what I got the picture of, and that's what she was. Because from the neck south, it was really more of a logistical.
She was fat.
I didn't say that.
Well, okay. So in other words, she didn't have the body.
I'm saying, Phil, that if you're Mark Zuckerberg and you are running a con game on the Bachelors of America saying, hey, look at this, and here's a place to socially network, and I send her a picture of what I got, she sends me her face, and then I see from the neck down, it's really, you said, all I saw was Moo-Moo. I saw Moo-Moo, and I saw a thick sweater, and I could tell by the reinforced shoes, there was trouble.
What is that?
Oh, she was wearing a thick-soled shoe?
Yeah.
Probably the support she needed.
Yeah, when you see a woman wearing a sole that's about 5 inches thick, you know it's got to carry a lot. There's a lot that soul has got to do.
I can hear you laughing, Bob.
I'm not laughing. I'm laughing. I thought I was going to cry myself to sleep the other night.
All right, we're going to come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and talk more, obviously not about the Twitter IPO.
Well, Phil, you're letting him take it there.
I think that's pretty interesting
Take it easy, bud. Okay, just relax. We'll be back with Robert Greene and talk more about the series of comments made by Mark Zuckerberg to a variety of magazines and technical magazines and technical journals concerning the progress that Facebook has made. And as I mentioned, Twitter is now getting ready to go and offer publicly. So it's a very, very interesting time here in American business. The world-famous Phil Henry Show at 855-500-7445. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Robert Greene joining us here from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. Though my understanding is you guys have moved down the street to the pool hall area, Bob, and you know, if you're like me, I guess I like to relax around a pool table. Is that what you guys are doing right now?
Yeah, so we have. As a matter of fact, this is a place called Snookies. They named it after the game of snooker. And we come here, I don't know, maybe a couple times. I like to shoot a game of pool. This is not snooker, it's billiards. And I'm reminded of the movie. Did you ever see the movie with Paul Newman, The Hustler?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they made a pretty good case in that movie as the difference between snooker and billiards and pool. There was a guy in the movie played by Murray Hamilton.
Right, the Southern gentleman, and he wanted to play billiards, and there were no pockets?
Yeah, the table had no pockets. And Paul Newman's character had to sort of Paul Newman's character had to adapt. So sometimes I'll come in here and I'll run a little bit of a game on these guys. I think it's very funny because you get a lot of guys in here that are 18, 19, and they think they know what they're doing. And I'll walk up to them and, it's a game you learn from. As far as we're talking about Facebook, and I'll say, excuse me, y'all, I'd love to play, this kind of thing. And I play it like, and I don't want you to get the wrong idea, all right? But I play it a little bit like, I'm interested in them for more than just a game of snooker, And
What do you mean?
That's not very ethical.
I'm not going home with them. I'm acting like I'm gay.
Okay.
Well, if I'm saying something you don't want me to say.
I don't understand the point of the story. You know, you were talking about Facebook.
I'm talking about Facebook meeting women for women. Now I'm in a pool hall. What do you think I'm meeting the guys for? You don't think I'm meeting the guys because I want to go out with them. I'm meeting them to separate them from their money. And I don't want them to know that I'm Bob Green, the owner of Fraser Foods, because they're going to know I got money, and they're going to bring every ringer and every pool sharp they can think of in there.
Okay. So you play it like you're stupid or something?
I play it like I'm a drunk gay. All right?
See, that is the most... That is bizarre, sick, twisted, unethical social behavior. I'm sorry.
Wait. Hold on. Is that any sicker than some woman who puts a picture of herself on Facebook and then when I meet her, there's a huge person? Is that any sicker, you know?
Bob, those are women that are... They're not trying to con you. Yes, they may be overweight. Do you want them to put a big pic up, the whole picture of themselves?
I would appreciate it, yes. I think a lot of guys would.
Do you know anything about photography? If you do that, then the head is very, very small. You don't even see her face because the entire, well...
The entire what?
The entire body is so huge that the head becomes us.
Well, look, man, that's their problem. I mean, if you want to be big and you want to get your picture on Facebook... Hire a photographic lab that can somehow cover the expense.
I can't believe you guys are talking like this.
Why?
Oh, give me a break. A woman's so fat you can't see her head. You got to take a shot from a wide-angle lens. What we're talking about here is the use of Facebook as a social media page to meet people. You started talking here moments ago, Bob, as we were coming back from the break, about going into pool halls and playing guys in games of pool or billiards or whatever the hell you're playing, and the whole reason for this was so that you could separate them from their money.
Well, Phil, that's what you do.
I understand that, but I going in and pretending you're gay.
That's the guy from The Hustler, right?
That's what I said, yeah. And if you've seen the movie The Hustler, you know that the guy, Murray Hamlin's character, he says, y'all want to go down and play a billiard game? I mean, I've worked on it, and a couple of the people at the Jim Johnson and Josh Jeffries, they think it's funny at the store, and I'll do that. We'll be stocking the shelves, or we're in the produce section. I'll say, yo, you know, and they'll say, hey, Bob, why don't you do the pool player? I play billiards, y'all. My, don't you look nice in those pants, or whatever they say.
Okay, and what's the point of this?
I don't like the tone of your voice, Phil, when you ask that.
Well, I don't like the tone of what you're saying to me, man. It is really weird. It's just really weird.
What is weird about it?
Bob, let me explain. You're talking about conning young men in pool games. We were going to talk about Facebook.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Facebook.
Facebook? You're talking about being in a pool hall.
Hey. Back it down a little bit, if you don't mind, Phil.
I apologize. You're talking about a pool hall.
That's right. And a pool hall is the social networking site of guys. Is there a problem with that?
Oh, okay. Is that where guys meet guys?
No, that's where guys... Oh, wow. You really are pushing it, aren't you?
Well, is that where you go to meet women?
No, there's only guys in there.
So what do you mean social networking?
So I can take a few bucks home.
I guess one of the things I'm having a problem with, and it just occurred to me, why do you need to take a few bucks home?
I like the challenge of the game. I like the action. I like playing pool, and I don't like playing pool for nothing. Good God Almighty, you play pool? Would you play for nothing?
I play sometimes, but, you know.
Yeah, but most of the time for money, right?
Yeah.
All right. I go in there, and I got that act from the guy from The Hustler, and you're giving me a hard time like I'm a homophobe. I don't beat anybody up. I've gotten my ass kicked a few times. Because I'm looking to get a good game going. This guy says, come on back to my house, my pool table. I got my ass kicked.
You're kidding. He just got you out to the car and beat you up.
Yeah, he beat me up. Because he thought what I did was, see, you want me to be honest with you, but you won't be honest with me.
What happened? You got beat up by a guy?
Yes.
This, I know what happened. He went for the zipper.
You went for the zipper.
I was playing, was I not playing a gay guy? So I go for this guy's zipper because I figure he wants me to make it real. And he kicks the crap out of me. And I said something, you know, y'all, I guess y'all don't want to play pool now, y'all, do you? And he pushed me out of the car. They were going about 40 miles an hour down Sierra Madre Boulevard. Yeah, that's real funny, Phil. Unless you're the guy getting thrown out of the car.
You know, I don't believe. I don't.
I'm having a hard time believing this, too.
All right, good. I'm glad you don't believe it. It didn't happen.
No, I bet you it did happen. I know you well enough to know. What has this got to do with Facebook?
I just got done telling you that...
No, you haven't told me one thing that relates to Facebook. You pretend you're gay, you go to a pool hall, you're shooting pool with these guys, you go for a guy's zipper. What is it with you, man? Is this the kicks that rich guys get? This is what you do when you get bored?
No, it's what I do when I want a pool game.
Then go down and play pool with these guys.
They won't play with me because they think I'm good and they know I'm good. If I pretend like I'm, you know, hey, honey, why don't you, look at them, you know, 3-inch heels on those cowboy boots, something. And then I'll say, how about a game of pool?
You know, I got to tell you, you're as weird as they get, Bob. And it reminds me of the story I read about Richard Kuklinski, who was the famous mafia hitman who recently died in prison. Richard Kuklinski, there's a movie out about him. Richard Kuklinski, it is alleged, pretended he was gay at one point during a hit. He had to go into a club, and he was going to kill a guy in a club. And so he went in there in some kind of a pink sweater. And if you can imagine, if you've ever seen Richard Kuklinski, he's a big guy.
Well, that's the man, yeah, the Iceman.
The Iceman, yeah. He pretended he was gay, he danced into this club, and he did whatever the hell it was that he had to do. It was just, but Bob Green hits a whole new height, man, for weird ass, I'm telling you. All right, folks, stick around. We've got more to come here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. 855-500-7445. Coming back here, we got Jeff Dowder. We also have R.C. Collins to comment with us, and Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School coming up as well. The Phil Henry Show.